March the 20th, 2023, Exodus, chapter 26, the plan for it. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning, Father God. Indeed, you are good. Grace and peace, my brothers and sisters. My name is RJ, and I welcome you to another episode of God is Faithful and Just, with all things being relational. And it's a fantastic, fantabulous Monday morning. Today is a new day, new work week for those who are starting the work week on Monday. And we are thankful for a new day, a new opportunity. And family, I thank you for your continued prayers, your continued consistency at being faithful to God's word, to the work of the ministry, of what He is doing in your life and around your friends and family. And I say that to incorporate or to include that every day is precious. Every day is or should be an intentional day to glorify and praise the Lord our God, to do what He has called us to do. You know, on yesterday morning, I received some disturbing news about a friend of the family who passed away, who was not even 40 yet, passed away of a heart attack. And so I'm pretty shooken up today, this yesterday, and even doing this podcast, you know, doing this episode, we realize that life must continue nonetheless. But sometimes it continues with a heavy heart and a heavy mind, and we have to trust in the Lord and His plan. And we know that this specific episode today is called The Plan For It, and as we read through it, we know that it's God speaking to the people and speaking to Moses about how the tabernacle should be built. And how does that relate to one of my close friends of the family passing away? It relates to God's plan and His purpose is what we should be seeking to find, because we're only here for a short time on this side of eternity, so that when things happen, we know that we are living here for a moment and we're doing all that we're supposed to do in those moments, so that His plan and His purpose will be carried out. So it's my prayer on today, family, that you are blessed, that you are encouraged, that you receive God's word in the position, in the place that you are at, whether mentally, physically, or spiritually, or emotionally, so that He can lead you and guide you and direct you to where He needs for you to be, so that as each day walks or plays out, each day, its day, it will be played out in perfect union with the purpose that God has designed you for. So let us go into His word today. Exodus chapter 26, the plan for it. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet yarns. You shall make them with cherubim skillfully worked into them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the breadth of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall be the same size. 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. And you shall make loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain in the first set. Likewise, you shall make loops on the edge of the outermost curtain in the second set. 50 loops you shall make on one curtain, and 50 loops you shall make on the edge of the curtain that is in the second set. The loops shall be opposite one another. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains one to the other with the clasp, so that the tabernacle may be a single whole. You shall also make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains shall you make. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall be the same size. You shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. And the 6th curtain you shall double over at the front of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze, and put the clasps into the loops, and couple the tent together, that it may be a single whole. and the part that remains of the curtains of the tent, that half curtain that remains shall hang over the back of the tabernacle, and the extra that remains in the length of the curtains, the cubit on one side and the cubit on the other side, shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on the side, and that side to cover it. And you shall make for the tent a covering of tanned ram skins and a covering of goat skins on the top. You shall make upright frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood. 10 cubits shall be the length of a frame, and a cubit and a half the breadth of each frame. There shall be 2 tenons in each frame for fitting together. So shall you do for all the frames of the tabernacle. You shall make the frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side, and 40 bases of silver you shall make under the 20 frames. 2 bases under one frame for its 2 tenons, and 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, 20 frames. And there 40 bases of silver, 2 bases under one frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the rear of the tabernacle westward, you shall make 6 frames. And you shall make 2 frames for corners of the tabernacle in the rear. They shall be separate beneath, but joined at the top, and at the first ring. Thus shall it be with both of them. They shall form 2 corners. And there shall be 8 frames with their bases of silver, 16 bases, 2 bases under one frame, and 2 bases under another frame. You shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the side of the tabernacle of the rear westward. The middle bar, halfward, up the frames, shall run from the end to end. You shall overlay the frames with gold, and shall make their rings of gold for holders for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. Then you shall erect the tabernacle according to the plan for it that you were shown on the mountain. And you shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen. It shall be made with cherubim skillfully worked into it. And you shall hang it on 4 pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold, with hooks of gold on 4 bases of silver. And you shall hang the veil from the clasp and bring the ark of the testimony in there within the veil. And the veil shall separate for you the holy place from the most holy place. You shall put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. And you shall set the table outside the veil, and the lampstand on the south side of the table outside the table, opposite the table. And you shall put the table on the north side. You shall make a screen for the entrance of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet yarns and fine twined linen, embroidered with needlework. And you shall make for the screen 5 pillars of acacia, and overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold, and you shall cast 5 bases of bronze for them. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father God, the plan for it. God is truly good. We can see here, family, the principles that we can extract from these fine details is that God's will done God's way will not lack God's supply. And I can also see another principle within this reading, and that is specificity is the basis for cooperation. God's plan is done with specific details, and He wants us to know those details. We see here that these verses explain how the curtains and the framing of the tabernacle was to be constructed. The Israelites was to build the tabernacle based on the plan that God had shown to Moses on the mountain. This was not a structure that came out of man's imagination. God's instructions were precise and purposeful. Because we see on yesterday, we spoke about the bread on the table and the lampstand for light. Today, let us draw our attention to the curtain. A curtain was to be made to separate the holy place, which contained the table and the lampstand, from the most holy place, which contained the mercy seat on the ark. Only the high priest could pass through the curtain into the most holy place, and only once per year on the Day of Atonement. When Christ died on the cross, the curtain separating the most holy place and the temple was torn, shockingly, in two from top to bottom from an unseen or by an unseen hand. Glory, hallelujah. This symbolized that Jesus had gained for his people, for us, full and eternal access to God's holy presence. No other sacrifice would ever be needed. Glory, hallelujah. God, family, is sovereign about carrying out his kingdom plans, and it is for us to walk aligned to that plan. He is looking for a people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Father God, as we go through your word today, tomorrow, yesterday, as we continue through the instructions of the ark and how you would have your people build it, we recognize, Father God, that there is a plan and purpose that you have specifically for us here on this side of eternity. And while we're here, Father God, we just yield to you, your Holy Spirit, and let you direct our way. The principle says that lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our path. You will make our path straight. We look to you, Father God. We're not wise in our own eyes, but we look to your wisdom. We look to your direction. We glean off of your word, your instructions. We know that each and every day, these days that are here, there are but a twinkling of an eye. We know that in a moment's time, they will pass away. So it is our intention, Father God, to do what you call us to do in the moment, in the day, while it is still yet called day. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for your truths. Thank you for your love, your warmth, your embrace. Thank you for your grace, Father God. We love you today. We exalt you. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your peace. Be glorified in all that we say, all that we do, all that we think. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Family, today on this Monday, be encouraged and know that it is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall take and seize the opportunity that God has given us to speak his word into the minds and the hearts of those around us. As I shared earlier, we never know when the person that we love, the person that we see at work, the person who we see sitting in office, we never know when an individual may be gone from this side of eternity today or tomorrow. So while we are yet here, let us do all that God has purposed in our mind and our heart, so that on that day, he can say to us, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Glory, hallelujah. Be encouraged today, family. And those of you, my friends, soon to be family, we want you to know that God loves you. He loves all, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He wished that we all would repent and come to the knowledge of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We all have sinned and come short of his glory, but God said that if you confess your sins to him, he is faithful, he is just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If out of your mouth you call upon the name of Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead to pay the penalty, the price for your sin, you shall be saved. You shall walk with God as your son, as your daughter. You shall call him Abba, Father. And we want to walk with you, family. This journey was not made to be walked alone. Indeed, it was made to be walked and shared in community, one with another. Let us do life with you. We love you. Indeed, we do. Grace and peace be upon you. And we look forward to being with you here again on tomorrow. And in the meantime, family, be a blessing to those around you. Glory, hallelujah.